The Guardian newspaper reports Sri Lanka plans to keep over 250,000 displaced persons in camps for up to 2 years. Sri Lanka's government states it will maintain its control of camps for internally displaced persons in northeast Sri Lanka, the home base of the former insurgency of the Tamil Tigers, which collapsed in mid-May. The government had kept journalists and aid workers out of the conflict zone in the waning days of fighting. Sri Lankan military spokesman Lakshman Ilugule told the Guardian newspaper, "The United Nations cannot dictate terms to us. They can always make a request, but the UN has not asked us to release people." 14 humanitarian aid agencies, including Oxfam, issued a statement protesting Sri Lanka's restriction on movement inside existing refugee camps, including use of vehicles, making it impossible to provide adequate services in the camps. Save the Children says a quarter of pregnant women in the camps were malnourished. The government insists it is providing adequate services, including food, water, and security in the refugee camps. The government has detained some 9,000 guerrilla fighters and is concerned that other Tamil Tigers may be hiding in the refugee camps. House Democrats have taken the first step to pass a cap-and-trade global warming bill by moving it through the Energy and Commerce Committee on a mostly party-line vote. California Congressman Henry Waxman, chief sponsor of the bill, along with Massachusetts Congressman Ed Markey, called the vote historic, leading to an end of American dependency on imported oil. Yet, the 930-page bill was full of compromises. The bill will give away 85% of carbon pollution permits rather than auctioning them off as advocated by candidate Barack Obama last fall. The Waxman-Markey bill calls for a 17% reduction in greenhouse gases by 2020. The compromise bill also fell far short of the goals set by the International Panel on Climate Change, calling for a 20% reduction in carbon emissions from 1990 levels. The Waxman-Markey bill will only deliver a 4% reduction. A number of utility executives endorsed the Waxman-Markey bill, but Greenpeace, Friends of the Earth and Public Citizen declined to endorse the climate bill because they viewed it as too favorable to polluting oil and coal interests. May the 17th was observed as the International Day Against Homophobia, honoring the day in 1990 when the World Health Organization took homosexuality off the list of mental disorders. Yet, before the Day Against Homophobia got underway, local police in Moscow descended upon a small gay rights rally outside the Eurovision Song Contest. According to the American Prospect magazine, the protest lasted less than 2 minutes before police moved in to arrest the activists. They were arrested for doing little more than talking with reporters. In Eastern Europe and the Muslim world, opposition to gay and lesbian rights is fueled by religious and conservative social values. Opposition to gay rights is often characterized in a manner very similar to anti-Semitism. Gays are seen as subversive with powerful international connections. Homophobia has risen as advances in gay rights have progressed in Europe and the United States. In Africa, Burundi recently passed a harsh anti-gay law, making gay sex punishable for up to 2 years in prison. In Uganda, gay sex already carries a life in prison sentence, with some Christian evangelicals pushing for harsher penalties. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Indu Anand.